Welcome to Coon Hunting University Podcast. This is your host, Mason Bush. Class is now in session. Hey guys, next time you're in the market for some new hunting gear, head on over to coonhuntersupply.com and check out the Razor hunting gear line. Razor has partnered up with Yoder Nylon to bring some of the sharpest and best designed briar-proof gear on the market. They have their own line of hunting gear like coats, bibs, chaps, vests, and more. Also, check out the newly released Razor Z1 light. It includes a double walk light, bright double red lights, tight and bright main beam, and a razor sharp green laser. Head on over to coonhuntersupply.com and get yours ordered today. Hey guys, next time you're in the market for some new hunting supplies, head on over to Conkey's Outdoors. Whether it's a light, boots, dog leash, Garmin, or any other kind of hunting accessories, they can take care of you. Conkey's is a family-owned business that strives on excellent customer service and guarantees fast delivery every time. The next time you're over in Hastings, Florida, stop by or give them a call at 904-692-1568. Thanks. Welcome to Coon Hunting University Podcast. This is your host, Mason Bush. Today we got the 2024 PKC World Champion, Doug Hevner, and his partner, Sumner Cullum, and Heath Johnson. How are y'all doing, guys?
We're good.
What's going on?
Well, Heath, I know Heath and Doug's been partners for a long time. Sumner's joined in the past couple of years. Tell us a little bit about y'all's history and how y'all come about.
Well, me and Heath started back when I was a kid, about eighth grade of school. I moved in with him and his daddy and his brother, and Heath and them bought a dog, and we started pleasure hunting, and they started going to some hunts. Then they bought a little better dog, and then I got to start going to some hunts, and it's just started from there.
I got you. You quit for a few years, didn't you, Doug? I remember the first time I hunted with you, you was hunting the smoke dog. You had just got back to rolling.
Yeah, I quit for about 6 months, probably, and I ain't quit many times. Slowed down a bit sometimes.
Yeah. Well, Heath, he's in here somewhere, ain't he?
Yeah.
Heath,
we got Sumner in the coon hunt. We sold him his first dog.
No kidding.
Yeah. Dog got Rats Clover.
Okay.
Heath,
y'all owned some good dogs throughout the years. Tell us a little bit about some of them dogs y'all owned.
Well, we've owned Schooner River Bark, American Express, and we've owned the Trip Dog. Then we've got
Eli
Stone. Yeah, we've had several good dogs.
Yeah, it's always been a household name in the winter circle for sure.
Yeah, my favorite dog was probably the Oz dog we used to when we first started.
Yeah, I never got to hunt with him. I've heard a lot of people talk about him.
I liked that dog probably better than any dog that I hunted. You know, he was more of a competition style dog than anything, but he was a pleasure to hunt too, though, because he treed coons.
Right. What about you, Sumner? I know what your favorite is. Tell us a little bit about you hunting in the earlier years and some of the dogs you've owned.
Well, the very first good dog I got a dog gave to me by Ellis McPherson, and she was out of Lipper, but she was fayed and alligator, and I want to start going to some hunts. So I bought that Rat Stylus Clover dog from Heath and Doug, and went crazy to make the top 16, and kind of realized I needed to step my game up if I was going to run the competition world, and end up buying Hellbilly. And when Billy died, got killed on that hunt, it wasn't long after that I quit for about 8 years, eight and a half, maybe nine.
Yeah.
Then just here in the last, I guess last year or so, I got in, got out, got in and got out. And me and Doug talked a bunch and talked about going hunting. And they give me a dog to hunt, old Sting. but she's one of my all-time favorites for sure. She was a winner, and she was fun to hunt. And then ever since then, they offered me to partner with them, man, and I've been lucky to, fortunate to be in on some good ones.
Yeah. You and Kitty bought Hellbilly, and was it Zeba 3? Zeb 3 at the same time?
No, we bought Hellbilly, and then we bought Zeb 3 and Zeb again. Bob Pridgen at the same time.
Oh, okay. I remember you telling me one of them about ate you up. I can't remember which one it was.
Zeb 3 about ate me up when we picked him up in Salem. Fairgrounds. I reached down to give his feed pad to him. If at least wouldn't have been tight, he'd bit me right in the face.
Well, Doug, let's talk about
A guy named, what's his name? A brown fella in South Carolina. Bought her as a puppy. And when she was a 1 year old, I messaged him on Facebook. I said, hey, can she be bought? And he called me. And we talked. I said, will you take $10,000 for her? He said, no, I don't want to sell her. I said, okay. Well, about a year goes by when she just turned 2 year old, he sends me a message. He said, hey, man, I'm going to sell this dog, but I'm going to give you first offer. How do you want to buy it? And I was like, how much? He said, $2,500. I said, yeah, I'll take it. So we got her to the house. It cost us about $2,700 to get her home. We got her to the house. The very next night, I take her hunting. Me and John Granberry take her hunting down at Roger Johnson's place. She trees a possum and wouldn't go hunting. So I pull the gun out. I'm going to shoot her. $2,700, that's nothing. I'll just do away with this. We'll end this right now. Well, Granberry said, no, Doug, you can't do that here. He said, take her home. So I brought her home, put her in the pen. Next morning, she's in heat. Well, I left her in the pen for 2 months.
She probably longer now.
With a bark collar on, just feeding her. Because, I was done with her. I was done with her. I mean, I'd done made up my mind. I wouldn't cut her back loose ever. I take Molly hunting behind the house, and me and Billy and little Jake go back there. Molly tree coon, I could hear up there in the pen barking with a bark collar on. We get back, put Molly up, and she ain't in there. I said, look at Billy. I said, oh, gosh, we'll never find her. She's got a bark collar on. We hunt around for probably 15, 20 minutes. Well, we go in the house, watch a movie. Come back out about 1 o'clock, she's treed behind the house, probably about 900 yards. With a bark collar on every breath with a coon. I go down there and I shoot it out. I said, well, we started hunting her then. Then we carried her to the White River, killed a bunch of coons to her. She still needed a lot of work. So Adam, we got to talking to Adam, and Adam, we sent her to him, and Adam made her everything she is. I mean, he's hunted the piss out of her.
Well, and I carried Brandy wrong one night. She treed
possum.
5 coons and 4 possums one night, 4 coons and 1 possum the next night. And then I gave it back to you, picked Sting back up.
Yeah. And then Adam called me about 6 months later. He said, hey, she's ready to go to a coon hunt. You want to go to this Brownstown hunt? And I said, yeah. So I call and get me an entry. I go to his house and hunt it, and it was straight up and straight down mountains. I think he wanted to kill me. After about 2 drops, I said, I'm going to motel. He said, well, I'll just keep her over here. Well, I got her in the first night. We hunted off and got 4th. I should have finished 2nd. I made a bad call. I mean, that's always make a bad call anyway. But probably should have won the next night, just didn't call her quick enough. And then I got her in Saturday night, and I went home, let Adam hunt her off, and I think he got 3rd. Well, then he kept her up there and hunted her a couple, 2 or 3 more months. Well, him and Stallard, they went to a couple hunts with him. They couldn't win with her. She'd do everything right, and she'd treat a house cat in 2 different hunts to keep her out of the fight. So we had a round.
He's gaming.
Judd Whitaker go hunting one night, and I cut her loose, and she just jammed a track in there. And I said, dang, she looked good on this one. We go in there, and as closer I get to the tree, the closer I see it ain't a coon. It's either a possum or a cat. I'm walking in this tree, and I get in there, and it's a big white house cat. And we're about 200 yards each way from a house. I looked at Judd. I said, Judd, hold this dog. I shot that cat out, that dog, and beat the heck out of that dog. And that cat, Judge said, "Oh God, you killed their cat." I said, "Judge, shut up. She's caught, that cat's cost us a lot of money. That cat didn't cost you nothing." I said, "Yeah, a cat has cost us a lot of money."
We should have got an Uncle Judd on here.
Oh yeah. Well, he treated a cat since that night, but she's very gamey. She will do anything. So
she's always treated coon though. We carried to the White River out there. Molly treated one, Tank treated two, and she treated five. Hmm.
She's always been a coon treater, but she just has whatever she'll do anything. She's liable to do whatever at any time.
But yeah. Whatever she does, she dies in a hurry. It's fast, fast, fast.
Yeah, I have noticed that about her. But y'all owned her daddy, right?
Yep.
So I'm sure this win was pretty special. Tell us a little bit about Tank, too.
We bought him at 6 years old.
He's a coon dog.
He treated coons.
Mm-hmm.
I took him to the Black Eyed Pig, got him in all three nights, hunted it off the first night, won it all.
$38,000 out there.
Yep.
I remember that. That was a good weekend.
Yep. It's just, he was a good one. He did, was trashy, though.
Did he ever slow down on the deer? I know I drove him when he was younger.
Yeah, he did. He wasn't near as much. If that dog would have ever been healthy his whole life, there's no telling what that dog was.
Yeah. Absolutely. I remember.
That dog was never healthy. That dog had that problem his whole life. They can say what they want, but that dog had that problem his whole life.
Yeah.
He was up and down all the time.
When that dog felt good, you couldn't beat him. When you pulled him out of the dog pen or out of the box that night, you know what he was going to be.
Right.
There was no doubt.
He was definitely a coon treater.
He had a good mouth, too.
Like you said about Hooker, whatever he done, he was going to do it in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
What female is she off of?
She's off of Fugly Fruit Juice.
That's right. That's right.
She threw some good ones.
Yeah, she's a reproducer.
She threw Probate and several more.
Zach's dog.
Yeah, oh, Nolan, credit. Zach, yeah. Nolan has. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we like to make a mistake. We had a litter mate sister Hooker.
Just as good as Hooker.
Yeah. Put them both up for sale at the same time and kind of talked to each other and said, whichever one sells first, and just keep the other one and hunt it. And Keith Sutmiller called and bought Ruby, which Adam had her too. Adam had both of them. He had his half full of that tank stock at one time.
Well, I'll tell you what, that Ruby female is just as good a dog as Hooker.
Really? Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't have mattered who bought which one. One is just as good as the other.
And they're litter mates.
Yep. Litter mates.
The only difference is Hooker had about 8,000 some dollars one, and Ruby didn't have none. She had never been to a hunt.
Hooker may have just a little bit better mouth than Ruby.
Yeah.
But Ruby's got plenty of mouth for a female.
Well, Hooker's got a
Ruby. Hooker may be a little bit more trash or two, jump on the junk side.
Yeah.
She can take a little bit more
grip. You can be a little more rougher on her.
What about you getting her in the world? Did you get her in the qualifier or did you get her in a Salem?
No, I got her in at Salem.
Monday night.
Okay, so you got it done early.
He wouldn't take my bet.
Sumner called me up. He says, "You going to?" Said, "You a lie."
I'd bet you $1,000 she wouldn't want to cash. I bet you $500 you don't. He said, "No, I'm going to get her in the first night." I said, "I got $500 said you don't." And he didn't bet me. I'm glad he didn't.
I'd bet you $1,000 of money she wouldn't want to cash. I told you that. Flavor hunted all that week and she looked like crap, had she not?
She's just wild down here. She runs. She beat 2 or 3 miles every time you cut her, just about. She tree a coon, makes a slick, beef, run, jump. She just acts crazy down here at our house.
Man, it's crazy how you get these dogs down here to act like that, and you go up north, and it's like a whole different ball game.
There's not enough coons really around here for her, really.
Yeah.
I mean, she covers enough ground to make you think they are.
But the week before, I carried her hunting, pleasure hunting, and treated three with her in about an hour and a half.
Hmm.
Well, she's got it in her mind. She can do it as good as anything. When she's wanting to run in that crazy, she's going to run in that crazy.
Yeah.
She's going to put you in places you don't want to be or ain't been. In a hurry.
Yeah. Oh, that's getting to where that's easier to be, especially in our neck of the woods.
But when she doubled up, I knew that I had a good feeling she's going to look good at first.
Yeah. She treed about 2 coons every cast, didn't she?
She treed 2 coons on the early round on Monday night and then treed 1 late and then made a slick late. But everybody else made a slick too. And then I laid her up to Thursday. And then me and Croson and George went pleasure hunting, and she ran a deer for about a mile, cut her off and got her picked up, and she made a slick, and I kind of did some tuning on her, and then she treed a coon, and George said, "Well, I think she's ready, Doug." So I put her up. George is ready to get back over to the motel
and ready to get the Applebee's.
Yeah, he was. They had business to take care of.
Yeah, that's right. George has always got business to take care of.
And then Friday night early, treed 2, and then Friday night late, she treed 3 coons and a slick. Looked real good. And then Saturday night, she just looked phenomenal.
Would she treed 2 early?
She treed 2 coons early and 2 coons late.
Yep. Yeah, then
the second coon she treated that first round is about as fast as I've seen a coon treat.
She was 300 yards in less than a minute treat.
Wow.
Way under the minute and struck and treed just destroyed.
Yep, for 225.
Doug was striking house dogs over here, wasn't he?
I sent my Garmin and the judge said, "Is that her?" And I said, "It really don't sound like her, but the more I listen to it, the more I convinced myself she might be in the ground, because she was showing in a field tree." And I'm like, "She's in the ground over there." So I was like, "Yeah, just strike me." And by the time my Garmin moved way left hand, I was like, "Nah, boys, that wasn't mine. It's me. That ain't her."
At least it was 25 and not 100.
I know, it would have made me sick if it had been 100.
But, Coley withdrew pretty quick in that cast, didn't he?
No, it was
No, he didn't. It took him about 40 minutes.
Y'all hunted an hour or something.
Yeah, before he ever got tree.
No, I was thinking it was earlier than that.
He backed me on the first coon at the first spot, and then we moved spots, and then I treed within the minute, struck a tree within the minute on the second drop, and he trailed for probably 45 minutes or an hour before he ever got treed.
He treed.
But he treed and left, and treed again.
Then left another.
And then he left another one right there at the end, and he quit.
Well, yep. Walk us through the finals. I know it was pretty eventful to begin with.
It was.
Has that ever happened?
I don't think so. Can't.
I'm not called for less than 1 minute, 28 seconds gone.
Well, we're at the clubhouse, and we're taking pictures. And got done taking a picture, and I walked over to Sumner and Brad Durham. And I looked at Sumner and Brad Durham, and I said, "I'm finna win $40,000. Brad Durham said, "Oh, you think so?" I said, "I think I am." And I just left at that, because, I mean, she just looked like she was ready, because she felt good. And then we get out there, and we cut loose, and minute 20-something seconds, I had to call timeout, and I'm like, "Oh, gosh, I may not ever get a call." But luckily, I run her down across one of the fields in my truck.
Well, she was done about 2 miles, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was at 2 miles, because I think Ingalls went another mile past that.
Yeah, he said he was across the highway up there off 50, 51, whatever it is.
Well, they was right together, though, wasn't it, when you caught her?
Yeah, they was within 10 or 15 yards apart when I caught her. But then when we cut back loose, and after we got them rounded up and cut back loose, and she struck for 100 and drove that track in there and come treed, as we was walking the cookies tree, I was like, I could tell she done it right.
Mm-hmm.
And when Cookie had that circle tree, I was like, well, this is going to be good right here if I got a coon. We go in there and I got that coon. And then I got to walk out all that time on the lead, about 20 minutes on the lead. I felt pretty good then.
Right. She done a phenomenal job on that second one.
She did do a good job on that second coon. I think it made Heath and Sumner nervous.
I'd say it made a lot of people nervous as quick as you put her on the card, but it worked out.
I think he got out of the truck.
He wanted to hyperventilate, didn't he?
I'd have waited just a little longer.
He didn't even get the stationary put on him.
Which, if you think about it, he did the right call, because if she was sleek, she had time to go train another thing.
Yeah.
But at the time, who was thinking that?
Right.
Me and Heath run through about five different scenarios in there. Heath and Wesley did.
But the way she struck it and drove it around in there, come tree. I knew what she had when we was gonna get there.
Oh, I did too. There wasn't no doubt the way she done that one. She didn't have that one something bad wrong.
Oh yeah. And that's what Engel walked up when me and him went to walk, and he walked up beside me and said, "Well," he said, "I'll take it just like it lays right here."
Yeah.
He said, "I'll take second and you win it." And he said, "Because we can't beat you." He said, "You got a coon in here." He said she done an awesome job on that track right there.
Yep. Man, it, like me and you was talking about, I'd say you was definitely the underdog. Not taking nothing away from you, but Cookie just come off that UKC World Championship win, and Echo just took break after break each cast. And I thought he's just going to slide right into it. But she got out there.
You're the underdog, though.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And, man, she got out there and just dominated that cast.
Oh, she did. She hustled. That's for sure. That's one thing you can say about her. She does everything the right way.
Yeah. Yep. What y'all's plans with her next?
We're going to hunt her and see what we can do.
Super States.
Yeah. What's she
at? We're going to go Super States and Nationals. And
3-year-old?
Yep.
Got you.
We're just going to beat around with her and see how much we can win with her.
We sure would like to win a Super Stakes. That's the only thing, really, out of the three major events. We won the Nationals, got second in Nationals, got third in Nationals, got second in the world, and got first in the world.
Yep. Well,
I ain't ever done no good at Super Stakes.
I hope y'all don't win the 1-year-old. Good luck at the 2 and 3s, but I hope y'all don't win the 1-year-olds.
Well, I hope you get second.
Yeah, I hope y'all get second.
So, I just hope I double up.
Yeah, me too. I feel like I got a good young dog, but he's liable to give it all away. But guys,
you know, you were talking a while ago about the dogs we've had, you know. That Wipeout Tommy dog, I had him. That was a dog before his time.
Absolutely. I hauled him a bunch.
See, I owned that dog.
For him.
He was out of moose and okay. A coy female.
Okay.
He was one too. We pulled that thing out of the tree.
Yeah. And then you had Ranger and Lacey. You know, both of them was out of moose. See, we owned the Wiggles female. We sold her to Jeff Barnes. And the one that won the Super States.
Yeah.
She was out of track, man. So we bred the Lacey female at the track man for that cross right there. We kept Wiggles and we ended up selling them before the Super States. Doug carried the Breeders Showcase and Eric hunted with her at the Breeders Showcase and they bought her.
I remember I drove her in the Youth World in 2012.
Yeah.
She was good.
Yep.
She was a good female.
Had a good mouth, real good mouth. I do remember that.
I would say Hooker's probably got the best mouth on any female we've ever owned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
By far.
She does got a good mouth. Carries long ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can tree her as far as you want to walk.
Mm.
Well, didn't Billy get in the finals of the Nationals 1 year?
Yeah, he got in the finals. He won Walker Days and got in the finals of the Nationals in the same month. And then I can't remember if he got, I think he got third, second, third, something like that, but it was him. Big D, and maybe Clayton.
That's your Sluggo won it, ain't it? A rat.
No, well, your Clayton won it, ain't think Clayton won, because he won nationals.
Then I got in the top six the next year with him, and Chisholm wanted to breed to him after that. He bred the bitch that
happened.
He judged it. Like, Billy got his legs chewed up real bad in the early round, and I didn't even know if I could hunt him. And old Love and then came out there and gave him a shot. Hunted him late and decided to hunt 1 hour instead of two. And that Molly, I took 100 strike minus, and she got 75 strike minus. And then right there at the end of the hour, he cut treed. And when I got to the backside of a cedar tree, the coon was coming down, and the coon jumped out and hit the ground right beside me. Chisholm was listening to get back here, and he said, "Man, I'm sorry, I heard it. If you don't see the tree, you can't plus it." So I got beat. She had 75 miles on 100 and beat me.
The year Sluggo won the nationals. He beat Lacey in the top six.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Sullivan, Alabama, one night. Drew Sumner, Doug did. And this right here is the truth if I've ever told it. The coon jumped out, and Billy was treed on a tree, didn't have nothing in it. The coon was probably 5, 6, 7 yards. I mean,
probably 10 foot, 12 foot apart.
Sumner got to squalling, and that coon jumps in the tree where Billy's at.
Oh, wow.
To beat us on hunting it off.
Yeah, sure did.
That's that Sumner luck.
I mean, we had the largest hunt ever a man could ever have.
Me and Doug and Mark and Coy. Yeah. All on the same day. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And he's squawking up there.
He jumped out of the tree.
Yeah.
I never will forget that.
Wow.
Hey, that Sullivan Club used to have some big odds. That used to be a lot of fun.
You so dang right.
$100 there on the 55, 500.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot up. Tuesday night through the week, they'd have $30, $40.
Yeah. You had to have a good score to win on Tuesday night.
Absolutely. That's where I grew up hunting. That was a tough club.
I love that club.
That's good hunting down there.
Yeah.
See, we own Power Pack. That's where we got his money won for the Super Stakes when we sold Power to this world.
A deer running, some of gun.
I never will forget that. I sold that dog to Shane Green. Air Wolf did it. I sold him that dog, and I said, "Shane, I'm going to sell you this dog at a bargain because I want him back after you hunt him to the Super Stakes," because he said all he wanted was pups to the Super Stakes. So I sold him that dog for $3,500. He called me a month later and said, "I'm going to sell this dog if you want him." I said, "Jar." He said, "Yeah." He said, "I want $20,000 for him." I just hung the phone up.
God.
Friends like that, man, don't need no enemies.
That's right. Look what he's done
when
now.
He gives you his word. When he tells you something and gives you his word, that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest part of why the three of us have such a good thing. Right, wrong, or different, we're all together. And if we decide to buy something, we're all in or we're out. Or somebody's money runs low and don't want in, want out. Or they've even let me on dogs that I don't really own. If they got something on the big hunt, we split it three ways. We just do. I mean, they give me the opportunity to be part of it. And I don't know if me and Doug is arguing that.
I can't let you pick them, Doug.
No. I think we're all over at least maybe on one.
Oh,
heck, I bought two in 1 week for $10,000, sold them for $2,500.
Oh, God, that's not the way you're supposed to do it, Doug.
Hey, when I started getting back into this,
if you don't like them, you ain't supposed to feed them.
That's right.
I guarantee you, I spent way more money getting into this before I ever partnered with y'all and came out with nothing.
Hey,
literally nothing.
I'm being dead serious with you. I sold one to Brandon Tony, was the sorriest dog I ever laid eyes on, for $2,000. And he's turned around and sells it for $30,000. And it was junk.
Well, it made about 50 trees and seen one coon.
Yeah.
Seen one coon
here at the house.
Trees.
Mm.
Here at the house. Yeah, it was the most star. It's the starest dog I ever laid out.
Well, I won't keep y'all too long. I just wanted to talk a little bit about this world hunt. I want to get down there in person one weekend and us four sit down and talk about all of it from the beginning to now. I know we've just barely touched just a piece of it now, so I know we could talk for days, but even get old Brian in the mix. We need to get him fired back up.
Yeah.
So.
And we own Z too. You can't leave him out. We owned him for 5-6 months.
Yeah.
Tried to get me to.
That's the first time I called Sumner. I said, hey, you want to partner up on a dog? No, I'm partnering with Kitty. I can't do it right now.
We've owned a good, but I tell you what, we've owned a bunch of good dogs.
Oh yeah.
You know, this may be the first time we've ever won the world, but we've always made a good showing everywhere we go.
Yeah. And Express, man, he was cut way too short.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a good dog.
Yeah.
It was a good dog. But I had a dog that never did go to many hunts named Saul out of Bark. That was a good dog.
I remember that dog. I hunted with him. It's probably been 10 or 12 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a good dog.
Yeah. I think he ended up in Arkansas, right? Schooner River Saul, is that right?
Yeah, no, he died here.
Oh, okay.
Died here.
Okay, I didn't know that. Yeah. Doolin had him for a short period, didn't he?
Yeah, Sting was probably the best buy we ever bought in a dog. We didn't even buy her to hunt.
We bought her to breed, to tank.
Really?
That's what we bought her for. And we carried her hunting the first night, and she never made a tree. And I looked at Brian went hunting with me that night. Doug didn't go. He carried her after we got back. She never made a tree. I told Brian, I said, I like how she does. and I tell you what, we kept her for 2 years, 100 hunts, 2 years, and won $90,000 with her.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember she put on a show at the $100,000 hunt.
She was a little lazy, but when she decided to tree that coon, she's going to tree you three in a 2-hour cast. Every time you carried her somewhere, you could buy one. She was good for 3 cats.
Yeah.
I might not hear from her for
the first hour. But after that, she did.
When I treat three coons, the first two or three casts I put her in, I treat three coons, but all I could get two scores.
Yeah, we won't talk about crossing water.
She put the watch back. She put fire back in me about really wanting to coon hunt and really go again. She did.
Yeah,
that old dog was good enough.
She had to like you.
Oh yeah.
If she didn't like you, she wasn't gonna do nothing for you.
Yeah.
She was a weirdo.
She didn't like Jake. Jake didn't like her.
Mm. That's another one we need in the mix. Oh, Instigator.
Oh yeah.
He will get some stuff started.
Oh yeah. You better not tell.
He wakes up every morning trying to figure out who's going to get some crap stars in.
You know, Jake's been hunting a dog, one of my dogs on and off since he was about 13 or 14 years old.
Right. You better not tell Jake something you don't want nobody else to know.
But old Jake, when he decided to go back hunting, he called me, and I had old Nut down here, and he come got Nut, and he's been hunting ever since.
Yep. Now Jake's a good one.
He's a good one. He sure is.
Well, guys, I'll let y'all get to hunting. I'm going to load up and go drop or two myself. I got to keep mine in shape for Super Steaks, but I appreciate y'all.
See you there.
Appreciate y'all coming on here. Like I said, I want to get y'all again in person. Let all of us sit down one weekend and when we get a little bit more time and talk a little bit more about everything. But
yeah.
But anyways, congratulations again to all three of y'all.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Well, I'll talk to y'all next time.
All right, buddy. Be good.
See y'all.